Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As God spoke to the devil in Genesis 3, he sent a ricochet message to Eve as well. There would be a long war, he said, quote, between you, that's the devil, and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. What a battle it has been. How many rivers of tears have flowed from mothers' eyes for their children who have fallen victim to the wiles of the devil. There may be mothers listening now who are grieving over prodigal sons and daughters. I want you to know that the God of heaven keeps those tears in his bottle and is able to reach your children in the far country too, stirring in them thoughts of the Father's house. Keep praying that they will come to themselves and then come home to the Father's kisses. God hears you. Now, normally the seed is provided by the man when a child is conceived. But for once in history, a boy would be born of a virgin, and the holy seed in her womb was given to her miraculously by the Holy Spirit. See Luke 1:35. Jesus, the woman's seed, seemed an unlikely warrior. At least that's what people thought. Forgiving his enemies? Telling his followers to turn the other cheek? Living homeless with nowhere to lay his head? He seemed more like a lamb than the Lion of Judah. But he had a secret. Love is a greater force in the universe than power. And by love, he won the field. What Satan thought was his greatest victory in bruising the Lord Jesus at Calvary was actually the devil's ruin. The serpent's head was crushed. Now we can be set free from Satan's control when we accept Christ as Savior, placing our trust in him and his victory. Then we can say, quote, God has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, Colossians 1:13. Yes, Jesus wins the day.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.